We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the new Mishnah on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Ad Mosai Shoyalim Esak Hashomim. Until when do you say the same Talamata? When do you stop saying the same Talamata? So we had a discussion about this in Dalad Amud Beis. Here we have the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rav Yehuda Eimer Ad Yava Pesach. Rav Yehuda says, until the end of Pesach, you say the same Talamata. It means the whole Chol HaMoed. You still say the same Talamata. Rameo Imachi Yetze Nisan. The entire Nisan, you still say the same Talamata. Only after Chodesh Nisan, you stop saying it. How do we know Chodesh Nisan is a month of rain? Shenemar, it says the Pasuk in Yoel. Yoel is one of Treyosa. It says in the Pasuk over there that Venetia and Gilu is Simcha Vashem Lakechem, Kinos Lachem is Hamoiro Lachdaka. Then it says the Yoiro Lachem, Hashem will make it rain. Geshem, Moiro Malkash Varisham. Moira Malkarishon are two, the beginning rain and end rain all happen Berisha in the month of Nisan. So you see, rain in the month of Nisan is still a bracha, and therefore you say the same Talamata through the entire Nisan. And like we saw in the Gemara Dalam and Beis, the Tana of our Mishnah Rabbi Huda holds that you stop saying same Talamata already after the first day of Yom Tov, and that's our minhag also. We stop saying same Talamata before Chol HaMoed Pesach already. Already on Yom Tov, we stop. And therefore, Chol HaMoed Pesach already we say the same bracha. The Mishnah says that we have a chalukah here. According to Rabbi Meir, you could say it the whole Nisan. Our Gemara will discuss the pesukim in Yoel. Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchak. It says in the pasuk in Yoel, "V'yoyel lechem geshem meira umalkos brishon." The meira umalkos will happen in Nisan. Omer Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Yoyra benisan. Is that true? Yoyra benisanu. Yoyra b'machesvenu. Yoyra happens in machesven. The Talmud and the Brisa, Yoyru v'Machers v'Malkus v'Nisan. We say every day in Shema, a few times a day, Nesati Mitar Tzachem Biita Yoyru u'Malkus. What does that mean? Yoyru is the first rain. That's the rain that waters the land, the ground, makes it easy to plow. It's called the Yoyru. And Malkus is the last rain that finishes off the tour. So it says in the Brisa, Yoyru always happens in Machers v'Malkus v'Nisan. So the question is, what's beyond the pasuk in Yoel? How can we have Moira in Rishon? Moira usually happens in Marcheshvan, like it says in the Brisa. And Tosa speaks out that the Kasha is not on our Mishnah, because since Malkosh happens in Nisan, so it wouldn't be fair what Ramea is saying. But the question on the Pasuk, you see Tosa did Masal Yoira. He says, Perish Akra, the Kasha on the Pasuk, the Chsiv Yoridachem Geshem Moira Malkosh Berishon Parach. The Mastisim, because the Mishnah, Epsil Taharis, that Malkosh Gesamach, Abba Yoira, Moira is Marcheshvan. You could have said in our Mishnah. Yair is talking about Cheshvan, but it's Malkush you're saying the same Talamata. But the Kash is in the Mishnah, in the Pasuk in Yairil, it says, Moira o Malkush Barishan, it's a Pella. Amalei, Hakmar Vyechadon. This was Pasuk going on a specific nace that happened in the days of Yair, which was in the days of Yehoram ben Achav, who was a big Rasha, and as a punishment to them, it was a 7-year drought. Hakmar Vyechadon, Me Yair ben Pesuel, Niskayim Mikrozat. This pasuk happened in days of Yoel Hanavi. The Chassid Beit says in the pasuk, Yeser Hagezem Ochel Arba. The rest of the two, the Arba eight, the Yeser Arba Ochel Hayolek, the Yoser Olak. Whatever the Yolek left over, Ochel Achosel. Whatever these, there's all different. There's a plague of different locusts, and these are different names of locusts. Whatever they left over, the other ones ate. It was a major drought. Oyser Shana, and after those 7 years, Oyser Shana Yotze Adav Leyaduk Shavim. Adar passed by and it still hadn't rained yet. Yardu lahem revia rishayna be'echav nisan. The first rain happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, was the first rain. That means the ground was parched until then. The first rain happened on Nisan. Omalem Navi Yisrael. So Navi told Klal Yisrael, Tzu v'ziru. Go, now the ground got soft, go plant. Go do your first planting. Omru lo, they said to him, Mishash l'kav chitim. All we have to our name is a kav chitim, a little bit of a wheat. Like kavim sorim, or 2 kavim of barley. Yoichlenu v'yichesh, should we eat it and live? Or Yisrael v'yomer, so should we plant it and die? If we plant it, it takes a while to grow, take a few months to grow, and then we're going to starve. We have this little bit, we're eating this. Omru lehem, no, said, Av v'kan have v'tachan, Av v'kan tzu'u v'ziru. Go out and plant it. And that's what they did. Nasa lehem nes, because of that patachin of planting, that the nes happened, Niskal lehem, and was revealed to them, Mashbek Solom, Mashbek Harin of Olam. After they planted, no food to eat, they found in the walls where the mice put away different food in the walls, And in the ant holes, they found different pieces of kernels of wheat. And they found that, and they ate that. Yotzev Azara Sheni Vashishi Revi. They planted the second day, the third day, the fourth day of Nisan. For those days, they planted in Nisan. The Yard Lam Viasnia, and the second rain happened, Bechamisha Nisan, and the fifth day of Nisan. And after the fifth day of Nisan, that's when it rained again. And that caused it to grow very quickly. The 16th day of Nisan, which is 11 days later, they were able to be makir of the Omer. Nimtzas, Tavua Gedela Vashisha Kadashim, Tavua usually takes 6 months to grow, Gedela Ba'acharas Yom, it grew in 11 days. Nimtza Omer Akar Matua Shashisha Kadashim, a Omer that was Karav from Tua that was 6 months, Karav Matua Shachras Yom was used from Tua that was 11 days old, because in 11 days it grew very quickly. Well, Oysa Dor Omer, the Pasik in Shir Hamalis is going on that door. It says in the Pasik, Hazirim Vidima Barina Yaksiru. So Hazirim Vidima, when they were planting, they were crying. Why? They had no food left. And this is the Marashah says, Araya, they planted before they knew about the food in the Kesalim and the food in the walls and the ant holes. They were Zirim Vidima, they were crying when they planted, they had no food. And Barina Yaksiru, but when they cut the tour, they were dancing and singing. And then the pasuk says, they went back and forth and crying. What's that going on? My halach yelech avachai, noisem meshach hazara. Amrav Yehuda shor kishu chayresh. When the shor was plowing the field, halach abaychem. On the way, while he's plowing, he's crying. No food. Vechizirasa. He turned around. Oich chazma tell him. Already, some of the shachas, which means the little sprouts, were growing out of the ground already. That's a quick one. Vezel bo yavi berina. They came back. All excited. The whole time of the Zerah, because there's no food. Boy Yovah came back, Marina ready. My Noise Alamoisa. What's the lotion of Noise Alamoisa? On Rav Chista, Varma Mestita Tana, Kono Zerah Shibel Zersaim. Usually, the stalk is, Rashi says, 3-4 times the size of the kernel. Here, the kernel was 2 times the size of the Kono. That's how big the kernels were. So there's another Noise over here. Besides growing very quickly, they were much bigger. Plump and bigger kernels. They were double the size of a kernel. Adkan, the psukim, explained the psukim that were referring to Yoel's dar. Now, the question like this, the Gemara is to be asked. Two questions. Our Mishnah says, Rameya learns from this pasuk that it's good to rain in Nisan. Pray the Gemara is to read. Emaskir Maisa Nisan. This is not a normal thing. It was a nace. They didn't have rain the whole year. And now they had rain on Nisan. That's a riot that you say, Zendal Watan Nisan. That's Kasha number one. Kasha number two is, it only rained on the first day and fifth day in Nisan. How do you know you say Zendal Watan the whole entire Nisan? Those are the two kashas. So Rishash answers the second kasha. He says, the loss of the pasuk is, Moiru Malkush Barishon. Sounds like it's the month, the whole month, not Dafka day. This is the pasuk by Yoel. It says, Barishon. We learn from there the whole month is a time of rain. And that maybe answers the first question. But Al-Kapanim, we learn from here, according to Rameyer, that Rameyer, this is Rameyer's Zakar, that Nisan is a month of rain. Omle Rav Nachman L'Rav Yitzchak. Now we're going to have a bunch of the rest of the Gemara. This is still going to talk a little bit about Yael, but the rest of the Gemara, the rest of the blast, I'm talking about discussions between Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. Won't you mention Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak who had a discussion about our Mishnah? We're going to discuss more interactions between Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. Only Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. My Dixiv, what's behind the pasuk that says, this is by Yael, the days of Yael, He kara Hashem l'rav, v'gam ba'al l'aretz, sheva shonim, says in the pasuk it was 7-year drought, but Hanach Shavu Shalom Ma'ayachol, what are they eating those 7 years? So Gemara to say, Pel deGezachim, what are they eating those years? Amar Lehachim Rav Yechanan. So he answered, Yitzchak answered, Mr. Rav Yechanan said, Shana Rishon Ochlu Mashu Batim. The first year they ate what they had in the house, in the pantries. Shni Ochlu Mashu Vesadas. The second year they ate whatever they could find in the fields. Shlish is Bas Vahema, they ate the steaks. They ate the Bas Vahema, Tahira. Kosher, at least, was Kosher Vahemas. Revi is Bas Vahema Tamea. The fourth year they ate Bas Vahema Tamea. They had to stoop so low to eat behemoth tmeya, but they got even lower. Chamish is basa shkotz v'rmasim. They ate basa from worms and bugs and little creatures. Shishis basa b'neim v'neseim. The basa of their children. Rashi is some people did this, not everyone, obviously. Shviyas basa v'neseim. Their own skins they were eating. Their own flesh. The kai mashanama ish basa z'roy yachelu. Eat the flesh of your own arms. That's how bad the Rav was. Well, Rav Nachman, what?
They
had two little curls left, I guess. Yeah, they found, not everyone. Rashi says not everyone. Rashi says Miksasam. That's what Rashi says. Ochel basa b'neim miksosam. Some of them ate it. And I think that's the raya that they bring to Rashi. I think Rashi says Rashi knew it was miksosam because he finds they had a little tour. That's what I think Rashi says. Pirsh Rashi miksosam. The vade kamen loy bol de kach. I feel with Shoshana Shonim. Hoyal miksos lechom. The kamen shuzo kav chitim. Mamashu mechamet Rashi. Rashi says that if they had a kav chitim, so it must be some people didn't eat this. It says miksosam. Some people were at that level. You know, we always have in society people who are poorer than other people. So the people who didn't have nothing, they had to stoop to this low. Another question from Nachman asked Yitzchak. My dechsev says the pasuk, "Bekir becha kadosh." In your insides, it's kadosh. Like over here, I'm not going to come to the city. Pella. But if it's kadosh, of course Hashem will come to the year. Mashum bekir becha kadosh. Like over here, what's pshat? Amalei. The Gemara is going to answer with a famous Gemara because it's a song. Amalei hocham Rav Yechon Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like avoy b'Yerushalayim shel mala ad she avoy l'Yerushalayim shel mata. Which means the pasuk reads like this, like Rashi says, "Hachkama, achi yehi bekir becha kadosh lamata, dahayni Yerushalayim leovi beir shlamayla." Which means until it's bekir becha kadosh, until Yerushalayim is rebuilt, I will not come beir shlamayla. I'm not going to have my Yerushalayim shlamayla until you have Yerushalayim shlamata. Umi Yerushalayim shlamayla. In the Chassid says in the pasuk, "Yerushalayim habenuya keir shechubra lo yachdav." It says the built of Yerushalayim will have a connection to something else, which is the other Yerushalayim Shalmaila. Omer Nachman Yitzchak, my Dechsev says in Pasuk, "Uva'achas Yivarum," talking about Rishon, with the one they will burn, "V'yikoshlu Musar Havalim Eitzu." And Pasuk at the end of the Pasuk is that fools take Musar and they don't, it doesn't go in. They're like a shtick halts, a piece of eitz when it comes to Musar. They're like a, they don't absorb any Musar. That's Pasuk at the Pasuk. When we dashen, Darshan a little different. We say, "Va'achas yivarum" means a certain thing, and we use the words of "havolim etzu" for exeris shava. Amalei hokam Rav Yechon. Yitzchak answers. This Rav Yechon says pshat. Achasi, there is one avera that it's a sure shot that Rishon will burn for. Achasi shem averes Rishon gehenim that burns up Rishon in gehenim. Mahi, it says, "Mahi avayizara avayizara." Because k'siv hocha musa havolim etzu. The k'siv hashem says the pasuk by avayizara hevel hema ma'ase tatuim. It's a mice that it's called Hevel. Avodah Zarah is called Hevel. So we learn that Hevel, teach us that the pasuk says V'achas Yivaru is referring to Avodah Zarah, and that is a sure shot for someone to get a good portion in Gehenna. Omer of Nachman of Yitzchak. My dechsev, what's found in this pasuk? It says Kishtayim Rois Osa Ami. Two Rois my nation did. It says Oisi Ozvu Mekarg Mayim Chaim Lachzvulam Beres Tishbar Mashlo Yochlu Mayim. What does this mean? Right, the Gemara Kasha, they only did two Averis, but it says in Cheskel, they did 24 Averis. Or a different Pshat in Rashi is, they were over 24 Svarim. Why is there only two Averis? Tartanu Da'ava? Esma Abba Shvikalu. There was 24 they left. 24. Shvikalu, we think of Michael of the Averis. Amalei, Hachem Aviechanon. Kishtayim Roy says, a certain Avera that's considered two Averis. Achasi, Shishkula Shishtayim. They did an Avera that's like two Averis. What is that? Mind you, Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah Zarah. And what are the two Averis? So, Mavurin the Gemara is not so much like Rashi, that the two, Rashi has a little bit shver, but the two Averis that Mavurin the Gemara is, first of all, they left Hashem, and second of all, they replaced him with some garbage Avodah Zarah that makes no sense. Mind you, Avodah Zarah, the Chassid said in the Pasuk, Kishtayim Rois Osa Ami, Oisi Ozvu Mekar Mayim Chaim, you left me, who is compared to Mekar Mayim Chaim, like a great spring water. Fresh spring water. Lachsev lahem beris beris yishbarim to carve out these wells that are cracked. V'chsev bu, and says in the pasuk, ki ovdu I kisim, kisim. Kisim is a name of a kitim, or name of a nation, because ki ivdu I kitim ru'u, v'kedar is another nation, shuch was boinu ma'oid, ru'u hein ha'isa kazois. Ahem ha'goyal ahim, v'ahem ha'loyal ahim, v'ahem ha'im ha'kvayda loyal. See, look at the goyim, the kitim and the kedar. Do they give up their gods? Even though their gods are worth nothing, they would never switch it. They're so loyal. And you, Va'ami, Hamir Kavoidi Bloyal, you switched the Kodesh Baruch Hu for something that was worthless? And the Brisa brings this out. Tana Ketiim, Oivdim Leish. They serve, Deva Ezara is fire. V'Kadariim, Oivdim Lamayim. They're Oivid water. Va'avishi Yoidim, even though the Ketiim know, Shamayim Chavim is Eish, they know their God is not worth much. Water could extinguish it. They don't give up their God. And this Ami, the Klai Yisrael, gives it up for nothing. That's a Shtayim, the school of the Shtayim. It's two Averis. First of all, you gave up Hashem. And second of all, you started with this thing, this Loyal. Rashi learns a little different what Shtayim is. Rashi says Shtayim is referring to the two nations, Ketiim and Kederim. They're worse than those two nations. That's lost the school of Kashtayim. Doesn't fit into Agirsa so much, and therefore we went with the Rebbeinu Chananel's Pshat. Like upon him, that is Pshat Pasuk. Shtayim Rois also is referring to this Avodah Zarah, that they went to do Avodah Zarah and left Hashem.